Proclamation number 6177 of 27th of January, 1955. White Street. Temptations. Narrow way to the height. The road along which most people walk is wide and level, and it leads through beautiful gardens which are walked through with pleasure. It constantly offers variety and will always entice people to linger and savor what seems appealing to the walker. And he will never need to walk along alone. There will always be people in his company who walk the same path with the same joys and the same hopes as him, because they all only seek worldly pleasures and enjoyments, because they all succumb to the same temptations, and therefore one always has understanding for the other's goings-on. It is the broad road that is trodden by countless people, which only a few avoid in order to walk narrow paths that lead upwards. These know that the narrow path leads towards another aim, and in the knowledge of this aim they therefore avoid the broad road, which, unnoticed by people, and therefore cannot be the right path to the heights. Again and again narrow side roads branch off from the broad road, and messengers will always stand along these roads and offer to guide those who want to leave the broad road and earnestly strive upwards. Only a few will follow if they offer. Only a few will be able to separate themselves from the broad road of pleasure and lust. Only a few will respect those who offer themselves to them for guidance. For wherever a narrow path branches off to the heights, there the broad road offers special pleasures. There flash so many dazzling lights that the narrow path is overlooked, and all strive only towards these lights which lead them ever more astray. This wide road is laid out by the Lord of the world, who always sees to it that it does not become dull and boring for its passers-by, and who especially uses all the arts of seduction where the narrow paths branch off upwards. Then the eye remains spellbound, and the person very easily overlooks the side path and falls victim to those arts of seduction. But there are also people who turn away from all these temptations of the world because they recognize their unworthiness and because they pursue a different aim. To reach God, who can never be reached by the broad way. And these seek diversions from the broad road, and they gladly and willingly entrust themselves to those who want to lead them upwards. And they also endeavor to entice other people onto the narrow path and hold the right aim up to them and induce them to join them on the path to ascent. And they will all reach their aim. They may give up many earthly things, but they receive far more valuable things. They take possession of the kingdom which offers far more glorious things, but which can only be reached through constant overcoming, but not through earthly pleasures, through worldly enjoyment. Amen.